Hey, y'all, let me tell you about Gobble. All Gobble meal kits are pre-prepped. That means less work for you and less waste in your kitchen. Their meal kits include everything you need so you can save time at the store or just skip that trip entirely. I got the box in and I had three different meals. I had a Kung Pao chicken, crispy fish tacos, and a beef bourguignon, however you say it. But let me tell you about the classic beef bourguignon. Look, it came with beef pot roast and a beef broth concentrate, red wine demi-glace, cremini mushrooms, cipollone onions, mashed potatoes, baby carrots, and rosemary thyme butter. It was so easy to make. Literally like 15 minutes it took Cindy. And let me tell you something, all the dishes were fire, but this thing was like a taste explosion in my mouth. It's just unreal. We've got to spend more time together and more time doing the things we love because everything came in this one single box right to my door. So see what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. You get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. And let me tell you, those cookies, I ate one that was sin-baked and it was delicious. Go to gobble.com/real life. That's gobble.com/real life for $120 off your first four boxes. This offer is not available on the home site, so don't miss out. This is genius. It's taste explosions in your mouth like you never had. Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Gifts to spark joy, wonder, delight, and that's exactly what I want it feeling. Hey, y'all, I ordered a super cool piece. It's a candle with a sculpture of LSU Tiger Stadium on top of it. And each officially licensed laser-cut wooden replica features up to four layers of detail, creating a bird's eye view of a specific football field, seating section, and more. And every label includes your stadium's name, the team's logo, and school location. And it has a coconut, soy, vegan wax infused with sandalwood smell that creates tailgates and touchdown scent profile, reminiscent of game day. It's invigorating like fresh-cut grass and nostalgic like smoke from a pre-game grill. In common, like the crisp autumn air of a new semester on campus. Y'all, I love it. I have it at the base of my TV, and I'm ready to watch the Tigers play on Saturday night, right? Uncommon Goods. Look, when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. And many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. They even have gifts you can personalize. From holiday hosts and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone from the book lovers to diehard sports fans, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, not the same old selections you can just find anywhere. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/RLRC. That's uncommongoods.com/RLRC for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Real Life Real Crime Daily. I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
And this is part two because the lights just flickered on and off. So we're going to.
We never had that happen in all the years in the studio.
Yeah, man.
It was like Jim had a really good statement and the devil didn't want it to come out. He said, and look, there's no light, no storm outside or anything like that. It's
right.
All good.
Yeah. Well, you know, Woody's been talking about some changes coming. And good changes for the Real Life Real Crime feed. So let's talk about that.
All right. Well, the, you know, we've been doing this for a minute. And we've had a lot of fun. You know, a lot of great things that have happened. Look, you know, you've been super successful. Also, during the meantime, you got one of the top shows in the world now. Scandal's
Files of the Elite. Thank God for Diddy.
Yeah, right. So y'all go check that out. But y'all, the business side things, like when Jim and I started the show, it was just Jim and I. And then we got Ago involved and, you know, things transpired and what have you. But you're always trying to
improve,
yeah. seek different avenues and different things. And some things work and some things don't. And some things, you know, they are what they are. But we did the Daily Show on the Real Life Real Crime original feed. And then the Wow was a, you know, side thing too and all that. I was just bringing the Real Life Real Crime back to Real Life Real Crime.
Yeah.
And mainly I decided that the hashtag Justice For series is going to be a big part of what I do going forward, which is I had shied away with it for so many years because it takes so much, but I'm actually going to help these families, and I have cases lined up, et cetera, but it's boots on the ground shit.
And and that was the point I was trying to make earlier, before we had the hiccup here, but, you know, a lot of these shows, especially these cold case shows, and at no fault of the people who host them, they just don't have the experience or the knowledge to actually investigate these cases. Yeah. So what they'll do, and their goal is to just bring awareness to it, and that's important and that's good.
Right.
But the difference there between what a, you know, a Real Life Real Crime or hashtag Justice For brings to the table is that those shows, it's actually investigating it with an investigator. That is night and day.
Yeah, difference. It's, I think you're right. The difference is the personal connection.
Yeah.
And I sit with these families. They become my families, and it's heart and soul.
And you're invested in it.
Let me show you this.
At that time, you get emotionally invested in
this. Let me show you this. Look, y'all, the best shit that we ever do is unscripted. I gotta get to my current photos.
He's seeking through his photos.
And we were just talking. God damn it. I don't even know how to do this.
Go ahead and find that, and I'll keep him entertained. I'll sing to him.
Right. We were talking about before we came in here, however we were going to tell y'all what we had to tell you. And then we're like, you know what? Since the beginning, we've just been rolling unscripted.
Yeah.
When people would come in to interview or whatever, and we'd be like, no, don't tell us. Save it for in there because you never know what's going to come out behind the microphone. All right, so look at this. This is my bedside table now.
Oh, wow.
See that picture of that girl?
He's showing a picture of a beautiful girl.
That's Haley.
Wow.
So she's the first thing I see when I wake up and the last thing I see before I go to bed.
Yeah.
And it was Courtney Coco was the same way. Miss Stephanie had sent me her cheerleading picture and her high school graduation picture. And that's my actual case files on that yellow legal pad.
Yeah.
I spend it every night, you know, before I go to sleep, right, taking more notes on different things. And it's just a lot. And I think that, you know, like on Mary Pusho's case, I wasn't going to do it. I didn't want to, I didn't want to have to put that kind of energy and heart and everything like Courtney Coco's. And then finally that night, you know, Lifers has been reaching out to me. And Mama Care in North Carolina finally said, will you please just talk to the sister? It's one of my good friends. And yeah, I can't tell Mama no, right?
Right.
Mama Karen. And so I did. And then she told me the story and then sent me the picture. And I said, let me call you back. And I showed it to my wife. And she said, how can you not use your God-given gifts and your platform that he gave you to go solve this girl's homicide?
Right.
And we did it. But I hadn't done one since. But I'm going in that direction, y'all. There'll still be Real Life Real Crime originals, but the hashtag Justice For is a lot. And like this case is out of Atlanta. This one isn't even in Louisiana. And I had boots on the ground in Atlanta, and now it's going to be an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
And you've got a lot going on, and I love doing the Daily Show. It's, you know, it's going to, y'all, it's going to be on its own feed. But Right. What do you say?
If you like those past episodes, the past episodes will be on a new feed.
Right. But I mean, like the basically this is like the swan song, you know, for daily. And it's a sad thing, but it's kind of an exciting thing too, because the future is.
Right.
And Jim and I are still going to be working together on things with love him more than anything in the world. It's been a great, great run, but it's just time to, yeah.
Yeah.
And look, you're rolling hard too. I know that. You're rolling. I always said you were the hardest working man in the show business, but now you're really the hardest working man in the show business. And I get that too. And, you know, it's been great, right?
Yeah, it has, and we've been doing, you know, we've been working together four or five years. coming close to five.
Yeah, and we're gonna continue to work together on some things. It's, you know, we've always, I will always be accessible to you, and I know you will always be accessible to me.
Yeah, and we know people out there, you know, some people, what happened with Jim and Woody?
Jim
wants
one
to cut Woody's dick off. That ain't the case here.
I've had, you know, people that were associated with the show that some of them just had to be let go, right?
Yeah.
And some of those were definitely for, you know, some of them were just business and some of them were kind of nefarious, but whatever, that is what it is. And it's done, and I wish those people well. But this is not one.
This is
something that if it could be avoided time-wise and stuff, it would be, but it just can't. And I think that, you know, we're going to both continue to go on and do great things together.
Yeah.
Some, but certainly I can't wait to see. I know you got a lot of stuff in the works. And
a lot.
And we got that too. But y'all, it's been a hell of a ride.
Boy, it has. And
I'm going to miss coming in and getting my frappe and
that's right.
Muffin on the way and coming in the morning when it's cold or hot.
We'll still maybe every now and then do an episode together or something if time permits for both of us. But, with these type of shows and really with this type of industry, it's something that you have to constantly evolve and you have to really pay attention to what your audience wants. Yeah. And Real Life for Crime's evolving and in some ways is going back to its roots, but in some ways is original content that features Woody Overton as it should.
Well, that's how it got started.
But exactly.
I've always been that guy, you know, like you, a hustler, you want to branch out and do. But, you know, I don't think people understand it's so much more than just podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
It's all the social media and the
research.
Facebook pages. And, the research. But even, like, just something as simple as going and checking for me. Going and checking the Real Life Real Crime Daily Facebook page.
Yeah.
And when I've got seven other Facebook pages I got to check.
Right.
You know, and I know you always kept that up and you did the post and everything else. It's just so much more than podcasts. And I'm not complaining.
Nah.
I'm blessed, no doubt about it. Been blessed by way beyond anything that I ever dreamed of. And we were blessed on the Daily Show.
All the way around.
Had a lot of fun. You and I didn't have any hiccups, but there were some hiccups in it.
You hiccups.
And I think everybody knows about that. But, you know, and shit got worked out, and it is what it is. But, you know, I don't know. I miss it, but it'll be there. We'll let y'all know. I don't even know when we call that feed. I guess the Daily Show. I don't know, but it'll be anywhere you can listen to a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you, you know,
but it won't be on,
we'll put a link on our socials and stuff of the,
won't be on the original Real Life Real Crime link anymore.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. You'd have to go to that and neither will the daily shows won't be updated on that feed. There may be some things I don't know that are placed on there, but
yeah, we'll
work the daily show won't, as you know, it won't be on that
feed
any longer.
But, you know, y'all have been great in true classic form. Love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. And thank you for listening and liking and sharing. And, you know, Jim, my brother from another mother, I love you. Future's so bright, we got to wear shades. And, we're so busy, we got to hire some people. And that's a good problem.
If I had hair, right? I'd turn it loose. Right? We are busy.
That's a good problem to have. And we're busy because of y'all. And look, you know, just thank you.
Yeah. Hey, look, and when I started this with Real Life Real Crime way back in the day, it was just to help and do what I felt like I was good at, right, which was the world's best editor. And
that's the truth.
And so that kind of branched into all these other things that I had an opportunity, and I was blessed to get those opportunities and very thankful for that.
And you got Envision Podcast Studios now, of course, Local Leaders, you got Scandalous, you got producing so many different shows, and it all is same thing that I was talking about earlier. Like, we're talking about branching out, expanding. And you know what my daddy says about that?
What?
Either you got it or you don't.
Yeah.
You got the drive or you don't. And it doesn't, this is not a failure for the Daily Show because the numbers were still there and everything else. It's a failure on time and, how do you explain it? Time and circumstance, I guess.
Yeah.
In wanting to and going to branch out in these other directions.
Yeah, so. And look, let me say it, and I touched on it earlier, but with the Justice Force series and the way that Woody does it, which is totally different than any other podcaster does it, it requires a lot of time, and it requires, you know, he's going to these places, he's getting really emotionally invested, which is hard to turn your brain in another direction anytime you get emotionally invested with something. Yeah. So, that's a big part of it too, you only have 24 hours in a day. Yeah. So, you know, you'll still be getting entertaining content from everybody that's ever been affiliated with this show. It'll just be in a different way and form.
Right.
It's going to be really,
it's going to be love. It's going to be, something to see. I'm no doubt about it. Sad, but excited and blessed, you know, to have done this and the watch it grow and morph and.
Hey, y'all, let me tell you about Mochi. Mochi is a telehealth platform that connects patients seeking medication-based weight loss treatment with board-certified doctors and dietitians to help them determine the best treatment options to accomplish that goal. Mochi's program is completely virtual, meaning you can access their services anywhere in the United States and you will be meeting with their team online. You deserve doctors that listen. Mochi is dedicated to providing holistic, patient-centered care that prioritizes overall well-being with the goal of transforming how weight management is approached. Mochi Health takes a holistic approach to weight loss that includes visit with board-certified doctors, nutrition consultations, and medications delivered to your door. Science-backed medications including GLP-1s like Ozempic and generic compound versions, affordable and accessible, regardless of insurance coverage. With Mochi, their dietitians work hand-in-hand with your medication to create personalized nutrition plans that fit your lifestyle. Reach your weight loss goals with science-backed, FDA-approved GLP-1 medications and support from real doctors and guidance from registered dietitians and help with making easy and sustainable changes to achieve results. Y'all have seen this. My wife has done it. My brother-in-law has done it. One of my best friends is doing it, and it really is an amazing process that works. So get started at joinmochi.com and use code RLRC to receive $40 off. That's join, joinmochi.com, and use code RLRC to receive $40 off and let Mochi help change your life. Hey, y'all, you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with the subject? Is your child ahead, not getting challenged enough in class? Well, IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child, meeting them where they are. Plus, IXL encourages students to become curious and empowers them to choose how to learn. Look, we homeschool our son. No doubt about it. He's more of a visual learner, and we use IXL, and Cindy teaches him, and there are so many different benefits to the program. It adapts to exactly what he needs in different areas. So IXL is the perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum. IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational games, lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's easy to use, time-saving. Everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you're covering. IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. Kids can explore any topic in any grade level. They aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were too far ahead like our son, IXL is a great program to help them get the exact support they need. Kids love IXL's positive feedback awards and educational games. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Real Life Real Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. And don't forget, Real Life Real Crime listeners get 20% off. Y'all, we really do use this product, and it's been a godsend.
And all that good shit.
Yeah, and let's talk about Buddy Angola real quick. Yep. So yep. Buddy Angola, which is more of a passion for me and Woody than anything else. Right. We both just love that we love history and historical prisons, and especially
first year in existence of one People's Choice podcast.
Done a lot with that
history.
And it's still going strong. Right. So Woody is still going to be owner of that show, just like me. And he's, because of time, he's going to be more kind of in and out of that show, which
I have been lately. Anyway,
it's both of our faults. Right. But that was a good signal to both of us that our time is just getting pulled in so many different directions continue to listen to it and Woody will be on there. We'll try to get him on every couple months or every month
I still owe you a trip to Angola.
Yeah.
the guy that, I'm not going to say his name, he told me, I saw him at a dove hunt, and he said, man, it ain't the same. He said, I can't just do it like it used to because all the changes are coming down in the administration, and you head to the department, whatever assist have been worked on. And there'll be a million stories that can come from that.
There's no doubt about it. So we're going to keep as many shows around as we can.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
We know y'all love that stuff. And there'll be more upcoming. I'm looking forward to it. Anything real life. Look, I was a fan first.
Right.
Before I ever got affiliated with the show, I was a fan of the show.
And I appreciate it. And I love you much. And
Yeah, it's been fun, bro. But we ain't done.
No, we ain't done.
All right?
No, we ain't done.
Well.
All right, peeps. So now you got the inside scoop.
There you go. Inside scoop and love. I guess so. One more time. Love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. And thank you for liking and listening and sharing. And hey, all that good podcast.
All that good podcast right. Shit. Until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
We are your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily.
Peace. Boom. Hello, everybody, and Woody Overton, host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily for, I guess it's going to be the last time you're going to hear me on your show, but you just heard Jim and I do a little farewell segue this morning. I just want to add a few more things to this episode. Again, wishing the best. We'll still do stuff together in the future, just like we're going to do with Ago. So no worries there. It's just we need to bring everything back home, and I want to concentrate my efforts on hashtag justice for Haley and the original Real Life Real Crime. And we are definitely starting a new commentary show, and Cindy Overton, my wife, is going to be my co-host, and it's going to be called True Crime Time for blank, right? For whatever day of the week I say it is. And it's got a lot of new segments, and it's a lot different than the Daily Show, but a lot of it's kind of the same, but different segments, and we'll be bringing you the latest and the greatest on what's going on in the world. And Cindy and I will be hosting that together. So you don't have to do anything new to get that show. You don't have to do anything new to get hashtag justice for Haley. That's all going to be on the Real Life Real Crime feed. It's going to be replacing the Woody Overton Window and the Real Life Real Crime Daily Show. So just swapping them out. Those are going on their own feed. And the past episodes of the Daily Show will always be up. And the Wow, the Woody Overton Window, that'll be up. There'll be a couple more episodes on that. Mike and I are, that's a work in progress. So, but we'll give you the links to all that and the, you know, show note descriptions, et cetera. And it's an exciting time for us, but it's also a challenging time because, you know, we're bringing it back to how we started. We're doing it all ourselves. Cindy's doing the production side. You know, I'm doing what I do, right? And so just stick with us. We're going to be sharing everything on social media. Oh, look, on the hashtag Justice for Haley, beautiful girl, y'all. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful family. And Haley was 1,000% murdered, but the murder charges aren't there. When I get done with the series, we want the murder charges to come. And so it's just very important that you like and listen and share and you know, hashtag justice for Haley on anything that you do. It's like we did for Courtney and Coco and Mary Pusho. And, you know, it's how can we have this platform and my skill set and not use it? So, yes, I've been boots on the ground in Atlanta on Haley's case, had an entire case file. You know, you're going to get to hear, if you're a regular lifer, you'll get to hear all these interviews and the people who responded to the scene and all these documents. Everything will be put up for Patreon and convicts. But you're going to have to re-up your promises not to share anything that's in there because it doesn't need to be shared. But you don't need to share any of the material that we lock up in there. You can tell everybody. We want you to tell everybody about it. I want you to be pissed off, as you should be. As you hear the story, it's going to blow your mind. And I want you to be pissed off about it. And if you want to see the videos and all that stuff, then you can go to patreon.com, type in Real Life Real Crime. We have the different levels, et cetera, or download the Real Life Real Crime community app and subscribe through there. And I affectionately call our subscribers convicts in there. So either way, it's 6 to 1, half a dozen the other. I'm not going to, when I say I have everything, we have everything, but I'm not going to post anything that is disrespectful to Haley, like certain pictures of her body and stuff like that. But there are things like the crime scene and certain things that have to be posted. There's nothing nice about a murder, all right? And that's
why I'm locking them up behind a wall. I want people to come in and see it and then go out and tell everybody else about it. Okay. Because that's, we need people to be pissed off as they should be, and they will be when they hear the Haley's story. So, you know, hearts and prayers for Haley's mama and sister and sister's girlfriend and all that. Everybody, her friends. I mean, she was just an outstanding person, and you'll get to hear that in the first episode, but you'll get, as the series goes along, you're going to get to hear the detectives interview her friends and different stuff, and they'll tell you how much of a sweetheart Haley was and what a bad situation she was in and everything else. So just stick with it. Stick with us. These are the changes we told you were coming November 1, strictly business. The business side of things is just business, right? And again, love Jim Chapman to death. And, you know, we still have Bloody Angola, still going to work together, et cetera. But he's got so much going on with Scandalous Files of the Elite and everything else that he's producing and all the shows he's doing now. We're just going to bring it home and do it ourselves. And then Aggo's got a lot going on. And that's why The Wow and The Daily Show are going to be taken off the Real Life Real Crime feed, right? Which is what the channel that I started, Real Life Real Crime Original. And they're going to be replaced with hashtag Justice for Haley. And then the next family, I already have them picked out, the next case that I'm working, right? But this one's going to take a minute. And we want positive results for Haley. We want a murder indictment. And damn it, we're going to fight for it. The other series that we're going to replace The Daily Show with is True Crime Time. Let's get down to some True Crime Time for blank, whichever day of the week that we're doing it on. And like you probably already heard me say, it's a lot of new segments, a lot of different stuff. And Cindy Overton, my wife, is going to be my co-host on that series. Totally different than The Daily Show, other than you're getting true crime all the time, but from different angles, okay? So that being said, love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. We thank our sponsors. Don't forget about Parrish Forensics and Louisiana Pet Crematory. It's the only place in the state of Louisiana that you can get an independent autopsy done. And so many of you lifers have used the LAPetCrematory.com for your services and to memorialize your pets. And they are the best people. Roy and Kristen are the best people in the world. And I stand by them 1,000%. And we're probably going to do a show from there one day coming soon. So any audio problems or whatever, hey, we're doing the best we can. And look, go back and listen to the very first episode of Real Life Real Crime and listen to where we're at now. But we should be in a better place than we are. But we're going to, I promise you, we're going to continue to strive and improve on everything it is that we're doing. So that's it, y'all. And you know, it's just exciting. It's a lot bringing it back home. And we will have the daily schedule of what shows are going to drop on what day. And we'll put that out to y'all. Now, if you're already a subscriber, great. You're going to get the notifications just like you did for The Daily Show, just like you did for The Wow. And of course, we're going to have the Real Life Real Crime Original, right? So I love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you, Real Life Real Crime Daily, Jim and Mike. It was fun. And, you know, that's it. So stay tuned for, actually, when you're listening to this, the Patreon and Convicts will already have the first episode commercial free for hashtag Justice for Haley. And then, oh, let me tell you this. All the True Crime Time 4 shows that Cindy and I are going to do, they're going to be up for Patreon also. You're going to get those. If you don't like the commercials, where The Daily Show had a bunch of commercials, you won't, if you subscribe, you don't have the commercials, okay? And you get them early. You'll get them early release. We didn't do that for The Daily Show because we were recording like the day before and it didn't work out time-wise. So hashtag Justice for Haley, True Crime Time for blank, and Real Life Real Crime Originals, all that commercial free, and get to hear a lot of the bloopers and stuff like that. But the commercial free early releases, and all you gotta do is go to patreon.com or and look up Real Life Real Crime, or go download the Real Life Real Crime community app from the App Store for free. And it has everything in one place. That's it. I'm going to need y'all's support going forward. We've got to get justice for Haley, and we're going to do it, but I got to tell the story, and it's a hell of a story. So, and that's it with the tomorrow. I think the other two daily shows this week are going to be the Halloween episodes from the Real Life Real Crime original, and then hashtag Justice for Haley will be the first one on November 1st on Friday. Will come out, you know, Thursday 11:59. When it turns midnight on Friday morning, then everybody gets it. So if you can't be a patron or a convict, I get it. I still love you, just love you to pieces. But when you hear it and you get pissed off, I need you to share that story everywhere. Tell your friends about it. Tell everyone about it and get them to listen to it. So when we get done, when I give out all those phone numbers and all those people get the calls and you adhere to my call to action for Haley, for justice for Haley, and you'll be completely pissed off like I am. Damn it, I know we can do this for this family. So anyway, I'm Woody Overton, host of Real Life Real Crime Daily for the last time, and I love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you for being with us all these years. Just hold on, because we're taking it to a whole new level. So that's it. And I should do.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
LOPA, even though it's a daily show, Louisiana Organ Procurement Agency, they're a jam, y'all. If you want to become an organ donor, you don't have to be from Louisiana. LOPA is a nonprofit organization that helps facilitate people to get organ transplants. And there are people dying every single day. And I've got to go hunting with some organ recipients and with the family members the hero that donated the organs. But I've met a lot of people just come up to me or write me and say, hey, thank you so much for promoting LOPA, the Louisiana Organ Procurement Agency, because I wouldn't have known about it. And then they came in and they took care of me and my family when my loved one was able to donate their organs. And it saves lives. I mean, how much more of a hero can you be than that, right? So if you don't have to be from Louisiana, you can be a lifer from England. Just go to LOPA.org. Take 2 minutes, fill out the questionnaire thing, or fill out the form, if you will, and be a hero. Give the gift of life and sight and all that great stuff that those wonderful people do. And I'm Woody Overton. Until next time or ever. Don't let me catch you down on Murder Bayou. Peace.